Hi, this is Nathan East, hanging with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio, The Zone.
Spotlight Platinum Award winning songwriter, M. Yes, Lord, for Mystery, with her new hit single, Faded Jeans. On behalf of the Teddy Bear, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTL Radio, M. My queen, how are you doing this afternoon?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you crystal clear. Can you hear me,
Mom? Oh, amazing. I can hear you. It's this teddy bear.
First
of
all,
soft and sultry. I love it.
Well, thank you. I try. I try. First and foremost, I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us today. And congratulations on the new single.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here. And I'm just so excited to be releasing songs from this album, but just especially this song, Faded Ripped Jeans, has a special place in my heart right now. And it's been on repeat all week, so I'm really excited to share it with everybody.
Well, the listeners have definitely spoken, and the feedback has been phenomenal. And I must ask, you touched upon something briefly about the upcoming album, Love, Sex, M. Can you tease us? Can you tantalize us a little bit as far as what can we expect from the upcoming album?
Whew. Well, the title alone is a tantalizing tease. I mean,
yes, Lord.
it's so many different aspects of what M is. You have these like R&B, like slow, just really sexy, sweaty. The lyrics are just very, very. It's sexual. it's a beautiful thing. And then you have these like love songs that are upbeat and playful and have like a lively energy to them. But then I have a, like I threw in a little bit of an old school, like kind of kickback, boom, pop, like hip hop song. So I really gave a little bit of different genre feels of what M can do. But it's not everything that I can do. There's a lot out there. But this is definitely a nice little taster of these sides of who I am.
Well, it definitely resonates in your music, and I must ask. Just having an opportunity to listen to the single, you're very outspoken, and one of the things I appreciate that you challenge yourself, not only musically, but also as far as lyrically. And I wanted to ask you, what are some of the key essential points as far as taking your songwriting to another level, as far as making yourself a better songwriter?
I think just doing it every day, doing it about everything. When I walk into a room and I'm just with people, it's like, just start singing about like what they're wearing, or, you know, if someone says something that's funny, like sing it, make it into a melody, and just keep practicing that powerful force of God coming through you constantly. And just like recognizing that there's that divine factor in there. And also just practicing speaking and expressing myself and how I feel, and not being afraid of how I feel, just kind of like not locking myself into anything, just writing it all down and saying, well, this is it. I mean, like, and then there's things to keep and there's things that could be interesting. And then there's things that I might cross out or save for later, or some things I might not want to share yet. But I think just putting it all down, getting it all out, and allowing that expression to come through. It's like painting on a canvas, like just let the colors come out and allow it to be what it is, and don't judge yourself. I think that's the biggest thing, is not judging myself and not worrying about what anyone is going to think about it, just doing it because it's a feeling and it's natural.
Without question, I've always said one of the key factors of being a extremely gifted songwriter is being able to have the ability to show a level of transparency, challenging oneself to push the boundaries. And as you said, you have a canvas, and at the end of the day, you are an artist, and you have depicted a Van Gogh or Renoir, as far as how you like to show exactly what you like to display from a musical standpoint. Now, I gotta ask, now, because I'm really intrigued with the new album. First and foremost, when can we expect the release of the new album, and how many tracks will be on?
I mean, where in the world? It's going to be everywhere. Everyone can reach it. I mean, my favorite place to listen is on Spotify, but Apple Music, Deezer, just anything, Amazon. And I'm expecting it to be out in the summertime. I'm doing a tour, the Love Sex Tour, which is I'm so excited for. It's explosive and shocking, and it's really there to make you feel something with me on stage. If you feel it in the song when you're listening to it on the radio, then you're gonna feel it when I'm on stage, and I hope that you can come experience that with me. It's 8 beautiful songs, and it'll be coming out right before summer. So I would say around, you know, like end of May, June. And
okay. Well, just around the corner. We don't have too much longer to wait, thank God.
No, not too long.
I have so many lists. When is the album coming out? I'm like, hey, I'm going to find out. Because, again, the feedback for the new single, Faded Ripped Jeans, has been incredible for you. What has it been like for you to get that kind of level of positive feedback from so many listeners and also critics, but also new listeners who have just recently gotten turned on to you?
It just makes me smile so big. Like that's what it's about, is about sharing it with so many people and being able to experience those feelings that the song evokes in so many people. And this one in particular, it's really close to my heart, as I said, and it's just got this powerful message, and what I want to know is what people are feeling, I've heard a couple people explain certain things about relationships, or some people say certain things about self-worth, but it really can mean different things the more you listen to it and the more detail you find in it. So it's amazing always to have a response from people, because you know you're touching so many people, and I'm just so happy to reach everyone, and that music really does that. That's the job that it does. It can reach you in the middle of the desert, and it can reach you out on a boat in the middle of the ocean, and it's going to make you move, and that's how you know you got a good record.
Lord have mercy. So it is written, so it shall be done. The music provides an oasis. Yes, Lord. And for those who were tuning in late, shame on you, but the teddy bear does forgive you. Yes, Lord. We're being joined by the incredibly gifted and super talented M. Yes, Lord. New hit single, Faded Ripped Jeans. You touched upon something that I find very inspiring. When you mention about people, I think a lot that's not taking place in today's industry is that we don't have a lot of artists that are relatable to the listeners, mm-hmm. where they can just, I like to use the old adage, they can wrap themselves around like Linus's blanket and get comfy,
yeah.
and feel safe. And I noticed from you just conversing with you in this very short period of time that is how important it is for you to have or develop that kind of relationship where you're able to touch so many people, because music is a big comforter. It's able to reach and touch people from so many different levels, spiritually and emotionally. How much have you decided your own personal experience, your own personal journey, and incorporated in your music?
Oh my gosh, so everything is my personal journey. I mean, whether I'm writing about what I've gone through, or if I'm talking with someone and they're telling me a story and I kind of use that as inspiration, I still piece in parts of my life into their story that they tell me. So it could be a mesh of like six people's story, but that's how I think it draws so many people into it, is because it has so many sides to it. But yeah, it's like, it's everything. It's movies and it's locations and traveling, and it's really everything, I think.
My mind is spinning so fast right now because there's so many things, and I'm just, because I'm so intrigued, which is very rare for me. Very rare for me. And I wanted to ask, is there any particular place that you had an opportunity to travel to that you found as far as inspiration, as far as being able, as far as the creative aspect of your music, something that just wow, I'm really vibing right now. This place is just making me feel a certain way, and it provides a certain inspiration as far as your writing is concerned.
It depends, because I write all the time. Like I'm really constantly writing. So, I find it really nice to write on an airplane when I'm in between places, and I'm leaving a place and I have so much richness of material to write about. And then I'm going to a new place and it's like a refresh, and I'm excited and I'm like, anticipating something new. But, I've traveled, when I traveled to Israel, like I wrote a lot when I was in Israel, but I just think I write a lot everywhere I go. Like when I'm in LA, I have a certain team out here, and there's a specific flow, because it's not as the speed, the pace of the city isn't as fast as New York City. So I get into a certain zone when I write, but when I'm in New York City, I write back to back as well. So it's just me. Like I'm inspired by everything, and I'm open to inspiration, and I allow it to flow into my life. So I try not to be too tight with what I do, or with plans that change or things that are moving around, and I just kind of take it as like a guide, and I'm just led in a sense. So
you know, it also
wherever I am, music
wherever
will
you
be.
Are, it will be. It's definitely a beautiful thing. And speaking of a beautiful thing, is that a lot of people on the outside looking in don't really truly understand or grasp how important it is when you give all of yourself to this business, to this industry. I've spoken to different artists over the years, and the one thing they've all said they have in common, that they use music as a muse, a way of communicating, a way of conveying things that a lot of times we as just quote-unquote normal people don't have an opportunity to really express what we feel. And the vibe I get from you, you have an incredible gift of being able to express your feelings of what you're experiencing, what you're going through. And I wanted to find out right now, again, at the end of the day, this is a business and you are a brand. How far reaching or how far extensive would you like your brand to reach out, as far as you've done numerous things, but where have you set your goals? I know you sat down and you set goals for yourself. So what are some of the goals you set for yourself this year?
Ooh, it's it's big. I mean, and I've reached some of the goals already that I desired a couple years ago. I mean, I've gotten a gold record. We've gone platinum in sales, and to have 150 million streams on a song is an incredible feat. But a lot of my goals are performance goals. Like, I want to perform in Times Square for a million people, and like, I want to be on stage and hear the breaths of that many people before I open my mouth to sing. I wanna play halftime at Super Bowl, and I wanna be on SNL and host and perform. I wanna do a lot of festival stuff and travel the world. But also, it's more than music. It's business. It's fashion. It's acting. Like, this is a huge plane that's flying above me right now. I don't know if you can hear it, but
it's all right.
Loud. But it's acting as well. Like, I wanna be in a Marvel film and have a film with a billion in sales, and it's a lot. Like, I think of like really crazy things as well that people might be like, wait, what? Like. And I think it's just like going into this miracle zone of like, I can do anything I put my mind to. So why not come up with the craziest thing and do it? Because it is possible. And that's what I want to do, is something that no one's done before. Like, people have performed at these places, and people have, you know, gotten diamond albums, and people have gotten Grammys, and I want to do something big. Bigger than that. And I think that any artist that wants to be, you know, wants their music everywhere has that type of drive, I would hope. So I can't give you all my secrets, but this is definitely a life thing for me, and I want to, you know, I'm a business woman, and I want to take my businesses to the top.
See, that's what I like to hear. I'm a business woman, because you plan your work and work your plan. Yes, Lord, definitely.
Oh, yes.
Definitely a beautiful thing. My thing is, you have so many goals, and you're driven to succeed in these goals. How have you been able to balance your career, your very busy career, and balance that, and still having somewhat of a personal life?
See, having a personal life, like having friends.
Friends, dating, being able just to have quote-unquote me time.
I've given a lot of that up. I've put all my focus into what I do, and because it's what I love, it makes it so wonderful and a lot easier. But there are hard aspects of it. Not being able to just go out and hang out. Like, I don't do that. I really want my focus to be making this tour and performance the best thing you've ever seen this year. And in order to do that, I think I need to be laser focused, and my vision has to be tunnel vision. And so the other things, they don't really some people get upset with me because they wanna meet up, they wanna hang out, and I don't do that. I don't even like the word hang out. It just is too relaxed for me. Like,
right.
I wanna be in the studio every day, and I want to be at rehearsal for, you know, 3 to 6 to 8 hours every day until this tour is out. So what do? I cook. That's what I do. I cook. I have a group of artists that I work with, and we all spend a lot of time together, and it's usually creating time or creative meetings, but it's so much fun, and we're constantly just injecting fun into every single thing we do. So that's my life.
Absolutely. You know what the thing is, a lot of people don't understand that. But when you are dedicated to your craft, there are sacrifices that will have to be made. And a lot of times unfortunately, people that you do care about are going to have to play in the background until you accomplish the goals that you choose to wish. So, I mean, I definitely get it. I definitely get it. But for me personally, I'm definitely excited and can't wait to get my hands on that new album. And also, just to let you know, my love, you have an open invitation anytime you would like to come down here to Houston and come in the studio and perform. You have an open invitation. Just remember that. Just FYI for future reference.
Oh, amazing. Amazing. Yeah, I mean, we've been looking at dates in Houston right now. We have some Austin dates. Definitely, I'll keep that in mind. I would love to come through and give you a little show, give you something sexy. And, yeah, I just want to make sure everyone's listening to Faded Ripped Jeans, put it on repeat, share it with your friends. It's a really powerful song, and I hope you guys appreciate it as much as I do.
Without question, what makes it so powerful for you from a personal aspect? What makes Faded Ripped Jeans so powerful?
It's that contradiction of just being so in love and so addicted to love and to a person, and then that other side of it, which is just like, but you don't care, and so I'm totally done, and I don't need you anymore. And I think that fight, that is something that we go through a lot, or I've been through a lot in relationships, is like, you love it so much, and then you don't want it at all. But it's like, they're equally both there, and yeah. And you kind of are stuck in that middle part where you're like, well, what are you gonna do? Or like, you have to make a decision for yourself. And I think yeah, I know, it's like you're like waiting for someone else to make a move, and really you gotta powerfully make your own move in this world. You gotta make your decisions for yourself, and you can't be afraid to lose something, because if someone loves you, they'll be there and they'll do the work. And if it's not worth the work for them, then they won't be there. And it's the same with you. Like, you'll do the work or you won't. And
listen, I think with anything, with relationships, business in general, you have to put in the work. If you really want something bad enough, you really have to be invested and put in the work. So that's exactly what the Teddy Bear is about to do. So far be it for me to deprive all the listeners of some great music. So let's get into it. Here's the latest hit single from the incredibly talented M with Faded Ripped Jeans. You're in the zone of LTL Radio.
So wonderful. You don't give a damn about it. So what is bound to happen when without a plan? This
mercy. Yes, Lord M. Faded Rip Jeans here in the zone of LOTL Radio. And remember, family, the single is available as we speak. Let Your Fingers Do the Walking. You can purchase it at Spotify and also at Apple. So make sure you do that. And also, to get all the updates, stop by her official website via Twitter and also Instagram. That's at Instagram.com/MMM It's M and the same thing for Twitter. My queen, it has definitely been an honor to have you on the show. And just when the new album is ready, when the next single is released, make sure you send it by here so we make sure we can debut it here first, okay?
Mm-hmm. That will be what I will do. Thank you so much for having me. And like I said, listen to the song. Listen, tell me how you like it. Leave me some comments and, yeah, share what it makes you feel. Because that's what I want to know. I want to know how it makes y'all feel.
Absolutely. Well, I know how it makes me feel. Like I said, I'm very impressed. And again, that's very rare for me. I'm impressed because I'm enamored with artists who challenge themselves to show that level of transparency and just basically say, this is who I am. This is what I'm feeling, and I'm going to share it with the world. And I've been lost for quite a very long period of time. Now, artists are not doing that, so I'm very impressed with you. And please keep continually doing what you're doing. Okay?
Amazing.
Yes. The fantabulous M here in the zone of LOTL Radio. Gonna take a little quick two and two. I'm gonna tell you something. I've been thinking about this for a minute. It's very challenging for the teddy bear. I'm a night person. Yes, Lord. I like to do things at night. Think, read, have a little glass of cognac. And I think it's better for me to start doing some more shows in the evening to get me in the mood and get everybody in the mood. But in the meantime, while I got you here, safe and sound, cozy. My blanket. Let's get into a little bit of a. I know it's not raining, not here in Houston, but we've been getting some weird weather. But hey, back a little bit with some Herb Albert, Making Love in the Rain, featuring Janet Jackson. You're in the zone of LOTL Radio.
Thank you. baby hair with a woman's eyes. I can feel you're watching in the night, all alone with me. For the sunlight, when I feel cold, you warm me. And when I feel I can't go on, you come and hold me. It's you and me forever. Won't you smile a while for me, Sarah? Hey, baby, if you feel like leaving, you know you can't go. Why don't you stay until tomorrow? If you wanna be free, free, you know all you got to do. So you feel cold, I warm you. And when you feel you can't go home, my love will hold you. It's you and me forever.
Special thank you to the very talented M. Lord have mercy. Be sure to get her new hit single, Faded Rip Jeans, available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. And for those who like to live a little bit more adventurous, head over to Amazon.com. For all the latest updates, make sure you stop by her Twitter and Instagram page, both with the same handle, yes, Lord. That's at twitter.com/MMM_ It's M and the same handle for Instagram also. Well, family, it's about that time. I know. Teddy Bear will be back. Hey, number one, for those who missed the interview, be sure to subscribe to our iHeartRadio and also Spotify websites. All you have to do is type in LOTL, The Zone. So you make sure you don't miss out on any of the interviews. And to get all the latest updates, be sure to stop by. Follow us. Yeah, follow us on Instagram at Instagram.com/LOTL Radio, The Zone. Also on Facebook, it's at Facebook.com/LOTL Radio, The Zone. And last but certainly not least, Lord have mercy, on Twitter at Twitter.com/LOTL Radio. I want everyone to have a fantastic weekend. Look forward to seeing you next week. Meet again. Always remain positive. One love to everyone. And never waste time on telling people how much you really care. In the meantime, I'm going to take you back to a little bit of Maurice White. Yeah, lead of Earth, Wind, and Fire with his first, actually, solo album, hit single, I Need You, here in the Zone of LOTL Radio. Lord have mercy.
Oh, I don't want to miss you, baby.